Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are an exceptional American. Remember that. You absolutely are an exceptional American. Welcome to the show. We celebrate American exceptionalism here on Agenda 21 Radio. Thank you very much. And let them eat cake. I guess you know, we're going to be elitist. As exceptional, no, we're just some exceptional Americans, and well, God is on our side. Anyway, thanks for listening. Wonderful, beautiful day here in Northern California, under the shadow of an impending doom known as Oroville Dam. That's the big story that we're going to be talking about this hour. But first, before we get into that, all kinds of crazy things going on with Donald Trump. Of course, the president tax returns come out, and Rachel Maddow. I mean, you gotta love it. I guess it's his 2005 tax returns. He paid like $38 million in taxes on $158 million or something like that. Gosh, that's more than I paid last year. that's more than I paid in all my life. One guy did that. What a provider for the government. You'd think these government folks would be more grateful to Donald Trump because he's been supporting them with millions of dollars every year. I mean, how much is Rachel Maddow provided for in her tax returns to government officials to work, to have a job? I mean, you got to look at it that way. How much have they provided? How much? It's like a penny compared to thousands of dollars. I mean, Rachel Maddow, in terms of what she's been tabbing, I mean, and of course, I bet you dollars to donuts, she's looking for every tax loophole she can look for. Can we have Rachel Maddow's tax returns, please? Let's just order those up. Well, I mean, well, listen, I got it with good authority that Donald Trump is the president. So let's go ask Donald to go to the IRS and say, I want you to release Rachel Maddow's tax returns. I want to see Rachel Maddow's tax returns. I want to see how much she contributed to the government largesse. I want to see it. Because it's pretty obvious Donald Trump has contributed a lot more. I just want to see it. I want to compare apples and oranges. Come on, Rachel. Give it up. Just show us your tax returns. We want to know how much you've made. Oh, but better yet, how much money you've given over to the government so that those government bureaucrats who overregulate and overtax, overfee everybody. We want to know how much you made in comparison to Donald Trump. We think it's a fair exchange, don't you? I mean, you're part of the cabal. Let's look into the president's tax. Oh my gosh, you know, and you know what I want to find out? I want to know Donald Trump's Social Security number. I want to know if it was really assigned to Donald Trump. That's what I want to know. Or, you know, listen, let's make it even Stevens. Let's take a look at President Obama's tax returns. And let's look at his Social Security number. And let's find out on that tax return from President Barack Hussein Obama, where he got that Social Security number. Who did it belong to before? Is that what you're asking? Is there something wrong with the president, former president's Social Security number? You know, Paul, you're getting into that birther business again. You know, Donald Trump got into that. In fact, Donald Trump forced President Barack Hussein Obama to issue a long form. I said he issued. Yeah, well, you could say that he did. Oh, no, Paul, it was the state of Hawaii he did. Oh, you must be talking about Loretta Fuddy, who was put in office in the state of Hawaii. And she was in charge of, guess what, birth certificates. And a member of the Subud Muslim organization, cult organization sometimes referred to as. Now, why would that be of any concern? Well, you know, it just so happens that so is President Obama a member of the Subuds. He even has a Subud name. Isn't that interesting? You know, it's kind of interesting that the Social Security number that was given to President Barack Hussein Obama belonged to a guy by the name of Harrison J. Bonnell. And Harrison J. Bonnell died. Obama got a Social Security number. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Back in the 70s. Now, that was in Connecticut, where Harrison J. Bonnell died. And it's kind of interesting because Harrison J. Bonnell, he was born around 1890 or something like that. And his Social Security number got assigned from Connecticut all the way to Hawaii after a year after he died. Isn't that strange? Oh, but you know what's really, really strange? And that's why I want to get into the taxes with the president, ex-president, and even Rachel Maddow. We know that she doesn't contribute to the government largesse. She can rage about President Trump, right? And we know he contributed $38 million. That's a smack round. Man, that's a lot of money. Look at the nugget. That's probably the most money that any president or presidential candidate has contributed of all time. So, you know, Donald, you need, listen, I don't like government largesse. You need to cut back on your taxes and look for more deductions. Keep that money for yourself so the government doesn't get it, right? Isn't that what you do, Rachel? But I want to talk about Obama right now. Because I want to know how he got Harrison J. Bonnell's Social Security number and why he has it. Isn't that a problem? Don't you think it's a problem, ladies and gentlemen? He's got somebody else's Social Security. Oh, by the way, where did Harrison J. Bonnell die? Fairfield Hospital, a mental institution, or I guess it was mental/nursing home. And it was interesting where that is located, that nursing home. It's in a little place called Newtown, Connecticut. Really? Yeah. Newtown, Connecticut. Don't you find that odd, ladies and gentlemen? That in Newtown, Connecticut, Harrison J. Bunnell dies, and then the next year he gets it. He gives up, his Social Security number shows up under President Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is the same Newtown, Connecticut, in which there was a mass shooting, they say, called Sandy Hook. See, I can drag you kicking and screaming from dot to dot to dot. Now, sometimes you're going to have to use your own deductive reasoning. Not imagination, the deductive. Say, well, Paul, that's really kind of strange. Harrison J. Bunnell. Oh, boy, what happened to Loretta Fuddy after she released the birth certificate? Well, it's kind of interesting. The birth certificate, long form, and this started Donald Trump's presidential run. Long form was released. They put it up on the Washington or Whitehouse.gov website, and everybody realized, wow, you know what? The style palettes are left up there on the website. You can actually take your Adobe style palettes and manipulate them on the website from the document that was placed up there at government.com at the time, the long form. Everybody's kind of going, wow. And guess what? What happened to Loretta Fuddy who released it? Well, she died, of course, in an airplane accident. The only one of all the passengers in the wreck. Oh, it ditched at sea. Off one of the Hawaiian Islands. I don't know. Just conspiracy 101 right here. Put on your tinfoil hat.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Even doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about, what did they know and when did they know it, actually? And with us is Chris Street, and we're talking about specifically Jerry Brown and everybody here in California. Welcome, Chris, to Agenda 21 Radio. Long time no hear from you. You were on yesterday with Scott Cahill and talking about the Orville Dam situation. This situation with the Orville Dam just not getting any better. As I'm looking right now, as I was looking at the outflows and the inflows of Orville Dam this morning, I was shocked to find out that actually we're up to almost 20,000 cubic feet per second at one point in time on the inflow side versus only 12,791 on the outflow. That's kind of shocking news.
Well, that's called arithmetic, Paul, you know, and that's you know, for all the money and wealth that's been squandered by the state of California, you would think that's the arithmetic they'd be most interested in.
Yeah, and you know, in fact, right now the dam, you know, everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon about, well, how, what's the dam level? And of course, they're very easy to manipulate this leveling because the height of the dam, when you get to about 860 feet of elevation with the water, starts to spread out and becomes less an indicator in terms of rise because of that spreading action. And that's what we've been seeing here for days. So they can just pack that water behind that dam as much as possible. You know, tons and tons and tons of kinetic energy being stored up in that water, pressing against the dam. That's really the critical part, isn't it?
Well, that's right, Paul. You know, it's how many pounds per square inch is behind the dam, too. Because as we've disclosed yesterday on this show for the first time, the dam has been leaking. It's not been leaking, you know, this year. It was leaking before 2014. Matter of fact, they called it a long-term problem. And several of the issues that we first, you know, disclosed on this show is there is a what's called a cutoff wall or a barrier wall made of cement inside the dam. And, of course, there's a layer of clay, and then there's usually rock, and then there's a barrier wall, which is made of something to be a barrier, and that's cement in this case. But interestingly enough, when you look at a dam's height, the water table below a dam is normally about 35% of wherever the water is. So if you said there's 700 and I believe, what, 90 feet on this dam?
Right.
So, you know, at some level around, you know, about 200 and some odd feet, you know, should be the water table. They call that the phreatic line. And the phreatic line is the top of the water table. And in this case, it goes down to this wall, which is 150 feet high, but unexplainable, Paul. The first 100 feet is reinforced, and the top 50 feet was unreinforced. You know, unreinforced concrete, you know, is like shale. It busts really easy.
Which this was something that it's sort of congenital with the dam. This was something that it was birthed with,
right?
That this unreinforced concrete, and that's, you know, I think that's an important thing for people to understand. It's also been brought to our attention, and we've got these reports, Chris. And this is the key thing: is that these reports have not been seen by people in general. We've seen them, and now they're being released by us here. It's almost like 21 leaks, like WikiLeaks, Agenda 21 leaks, that we're putting these out, because I have talked to some officials now over the last 24 hours, and they have no knowledge of these, and they're very grateful that we've been able to disclose them. But, you know, we got these fair and square. We didn't cheat. We didn't steal. We did everything the right way. But my bottom line is that these things have been hidden, and clearly, as we saw and as we have seen, and we were playing some clips from the February 24th press conference with Bill Coyle there and the governor, they have seen them too. They are very well aware of these reports. And quite frankly, Chris, these reports are really dire, especially now. They're more poignant, but point to a more dire situation than ever before at the dam.
Remember the Pennzoil commercial, pay me now or pay me later?
Yep.
Well, this is an example of lack of maintenance. So when Jerry Brown talks about how he cut spending in California and cured the deficit and such like that, absolutely he did. A big area that he found the money to do it was cutting off maintenance. If you drive down roads, you'll see they're all cracked and nasty. But when the difference between a cracked and nasty road, you know, you might kill a family of six, you know, four little kids. You know, a cracked and nasty dam, you might kill a million people.
Yeah, since there happens to be about 2.5 million people in the inundation area that we're talking about here, which is potentially, if the dam was to go suddenly, it's going to raise the waters quite suddenly. And I know people talk about how there's going to be 3 or 4 or 5 hours before we have to evacuate. I wouldn't bank on that, not with the raging water that comes out of a breached dam.
Everybody thinks this is about the spillway. This has nothing to do with the spillway. The spillway is just another one of four major issues associated with maintenance issues at the dam. This started out in the first 2014 report as some concerns of the age of certain of the gate items and such like that, the rebar. They're called tension rods that are within the pieces of cement that essentially act as the gate. By the 2016, they're using the term end of life, are reaching their end of life. Nothing should ever be in safety end of life. You take things out before they could reach their end of life. But you take a look at obviously here's the problems. The left side of the dam has been leaking for a long time. It probably started with the 1975 earthquake, the Oroville earthquake, mm-hmm. which is a 5.6 trembler, which is a pretty big number. Of course, you know, the dam didn't fall down. Everybody said it's fine. And they've known about this leaking because it actually grows grass and trees and shrubbery where it leaks. I mean, that's always a telltale. So they keep taking that stuff off so the public can't see it. But when you take a look at what's here, here are the problems. The first is not the spillway. The first is that the dam itself is leaking on the left side, and that means that water has moved up across the impervious barrier, what they call the cutoff wall, because it's cracked, obviously. Can be some other issues too. But it has moved all the way to the face of the dam at the midpoint. The problem with it being at the midpoint, Paul, is that means it's wicking upwards. They call it porting. Not going downwards, it's wicking upwards. If you got a giant earthquake, you know, something like the 1975 earthquake with a dam that's full and the water position there, you could quickly have liquefied dam.
Right.
Liquefaction. That means it turns into mud and slurs away.
Well, that's people have to remember that this is an earth-filled dam, not necessarily from compact soil. It's a lot of the river rock that was left over from the 49ers during the mining days and the dredging that was done. And in fact, there's miles and miles and miles of these of this river rock all over the place from these dredges that went through the Feather River back in the mining days, and they're left over. Could make another couple more dams. There's so much of it. But this is the liquefaction will occur within this earth-filled dam. If it was a concrete dam, that would be another issue, but this is an earth-filled dam. Right now we're coming up to a break. When we come back and have more of Chris Street, and we're talking about the release of these safety inspections that nobody wants out there, and we're more than happy to put them out. I'm sure Governor Brown doesn't like it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking with Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. Chris writes for Breitbart and is also co-host here with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And boy, it's kind of getting to be a tense time if you're in Northern California around the Oroville Dam. Water levels are not just rising. And they're rising just what would appear to be minimally. But the problem is the spread and the amount of water that's flowing into Oroville Dam, which is enormous flows that are coming in that we're starting to see, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 cubic feet, square feet per second, above and beyond what is outflowing right now. And the only place that water is outflowing is from the power plant. And, Chris, it looks to me that this power plant is not going to be able to sustain this for very long. They're going to obviously have to go to the main spillway. They said they're going to go at 860, but they're holding back until they say 875, maybe even 870. Sorry, 865 and even 870. That would be not a good idea.
Well, my latest update is that they're going to open it at 866. They have to open it. Right now it's 862.53, so you're talking 3.5 feet before they open the spillway again. That is coming most inconveniently, as they say, Paul. The maximum discharge on the outflow is 13,000 feet per second. It's at 12.8 right now. And pretty much been at 12.8, which means that it's as much as they can get going out of there. The problem with all this is that the inflow has gone from around 11 to as high as 19,000 last night at 11 o'clock at night. Right now, you're about 17.6. So you're adding at least 5,000 to 6,000 feet per second to the lake. And that's a bad set of arithmetic because we aren't even in the real runoff. Today is going to be 77-degree weather up there. And that means everything you've seen from runoff is probably going to be up another 20%. So we are running into that situation where they're going to have to open the spillway. And guess what? Next week, starting Sunday, 10 days of warm rain. Mm. That's going to hit us two ways. A, you're going to get rain. And B, you're going to get warm rain, which means the perfect, you know, combination to increase the snowmelt.
Well, you know, this is not a good situation because there's several features. And in these safety reports that we have, these inspections that were made available to us here on Agenda 21 Radio, that have not been seen by the public, I might add. I mean, I guess you can FOIA them, but if you can get the governor's office and if you can get the Department of Water Resources to allow you to see these documents, because they'll drag it out for weeks before they, you know, you have to threaten them with lawsuits and so on.
Paul, that is very unkind and unfair. The fact that it only took us 8 months to get this means that the workers for the state of California diligently made sure that every line was copied, and they obviously had supervisors check their work to make sure that there was nothing that could possibly be wrong here.
Repeatedly checked their work.
Repeatedly.
For months on end.
I mean, the stunning silence when I called, you know, the Division of Dam Safety and asked them to comment. I'd like to get to interview their inspectors or get a comment on the status of the repairs, because this dam is not approved, Paul. It is interim approval subject to. They knew what these issues were, and they even said that they weren't being repaired because of priority. Now, what could be more important than America's tallest dam? Not number three, not number five, number one tallest dam in the United States. Oh, by the way, made of earth instead of cement. You know, having an interim approval subject to repairs that never took place.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing. And let's explain that to the audience, because that was brought up actually in last night's meeting. People were talking about this. And it kind of went over everybody's head, and I do want to explain that really what we have here is a series of inspection reports, and they have approved the use of the dam on a provisional basis because of the impending danger, and that these things need to be fixed immediately, and they haven't been; they've been put off, and that's the reason why every year they're having to have these annual inspections to see what's really going on. Isn't that correct?
That's right. They had to go through the same process of making sure that every line was copied and inspected, and the supervisors touched it, and the supervisors. The bottom line to all this is that Jerry Brown balanced the budget of California at the peril of the safety of Californians. This, we estimate, this is, to give you just a sense of what we're really dealing with here, Paul. This isn't a little kind of problem. These are four major problems. And the issue that's important in those four major problems is that you have about $600 million of work just to get the dam up to acceptable levels, not superior, probably can't go to superior, but just to acceptable levels, that this dam, which was started, I believe, in 1962, has been like that. During the drought, they got away with it. They didn't have to spend the money, and they didn't. We're not in drought anymore.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you say that, because one of my friends down there in Sacramento, who's just a total Jerry Brown geekaholic, I guess you would say, a brownophile, that was what the point that she was making to me, enraging at me, saying, well, he had to do it. He, you know, that it was a dry year and we didn't need the dam. I'm like, going, what about when it becomes a wet year? Are you going to need the dam then? Are you going to need these repairs made then? And of course, the crickets were very chirping at that point very loudly, and have been ever since. We haven't even conversed since then. That person was so angry at me. Paul, was several weeks ago, by the way.
Any of the following issues would be considered high risk. They didn't spend the $50 million to drill holes and inject grout into the dam for the seepage. They didn't spend the money to – that was a minimum of $50 million just for
which
the seepage.
Which they're doing right now, by the way, and that was pointed out by Scott Cahill yesterday.
Well, he didn't say they're
not in the dam, but in the spillway.
Right. And they're injecting some grout in the spillway, but the dam you can't do the dam because right now it's pretty much liquefied. You got to wait until it dries out. Normally do that in the off season, but you know the spillway is at least $300 million. The gate, the water gate replacement, is $50 million, and the cement and anchors to the emergency spillway are $200 million. Now, we are going to see 10 days of rain plus snowmelt. And the last time this happened, the dam jumped 40 feet in really half a day.
Yeah.
That's how fast that was.
And that was at the high point. We're at the high point, and they've got the spread going on. And it went up at this point we're at right now. Okay. I mean, that's just an outrageous amount of water.
Imagine that you're in a machine shop, and you're using a big press to stomp metal. That's essentially what's at the bottom of this dam. There's 312 pounds per square inch of pressure at the bottom of this dam. This thing is obviously not licensable for a period of time. It gets an interim approval for safety, subject to 3 years in a row. Now we're in the year when you actually have water in the dam. How can that not be a crisis?
Yeah. Hang on, Chris. We got the music coming up, and we'll come back to that. That's the point we're trying to make, ladies and gentlemen. We're on an interim basis, and now we're in disaster mode with a weakened dam. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also remember, nomanafoods.com/21prep.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. You can also get to the website by just going to a21r.com. And remember, numanafoods.com/21prep for all of your prepping needs here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we got Chris Street with us again. And we're talking about the interim reports or interim permission, I guess you can say, that have been granted to use the dam. The problem is it's been running for successive years now. No fix in sight. The Brown administration using the money on other things rather than maintenance of the dam, which has been desperately needed. He's ignored it. And in fact, he knows about these reports and chose to ignore it. And we have the evidence of that as well, which we've been talking about. Chris, this is really now that we have water coming in, we've got this Pineapple Express that's coming at us, 10 days of rain ahead of us, snow melt starting already because of the high temperatures. There was a 40-foot rise just prior to the dam breaching itself at the top of the crest there. And it's 901 feet total to the top of the emergency spillway. I happened to be there on the day, on the 11th, right there by the spillway, when this happened. I went up there to do a report because I was hearing all these dire things. And guess what? It was more dire than what we thought. I realized at the time when I was looking at that, this is a major problem. But I was there seeing that for the first time. Now it's going to do the same thing. We've got the level down to about 865 or 403 or something like that. It's going to go up rapidly in the next 10 days. What's going to happen then, Chris?
Well, as I said, I believe in 3.5 feet they have to open the spillway because the risk factor of what's called a shock wave, this is when you get flash floods in the mountains or in the canyons. You know, people don't understand that you can get the power and the pressure when this water comes down into the lake itself carries its own force. It's got a vector force, and in physics, it literally can be a shock wave. It's going to hit this lake. It's going to reverberate through the lake and actually put more pressure on the front of the dam. So as this pressure builds from literally getting smacked by spectacular forces coming in on the river, you raise the pressure in the dam, and that's what happened on the emergency spillway. You started to have what's called a V crack. A V crack in the saddle or the where it's spilling over there
right.
is catastrophic because the V quickly opens up and will take the whole damn dam out.
Well, you see, let me stop you there because, Chris, that's what I was seeing on that day while I was there because they were pouring shotcrete into that what eventually became that V crack at the spillway, and it was at that spillway V-crack that we understand that the sheriff inadvertently kind of overheard a conversation about salmon runs and put his nose in to hear what the DWR people were talking about. As it turns out, they were talking about the V-crack and that it was moving 30 feet per hour up towards the spillway and would destroy it ultimately because he asked the questions, and he said, how much time do we have? And they said to him, oh, we have about 30 feet to go, about an hour. That's when he pulled the plug and called out the emergency and said, we're evacuating because we could lose this dam at this time. And lo and behold, when everything dried out and we saw it, it's a huge V-crack, and they filled it in, they bolstered it, but the bottom line is that still exists. And by the way, Chris, when that liquefaction would have happened, and I was saying at the time, that a lot of that soil that's in that area is fill. It's not natural. It's not granite at that point because there's a depression, a natural canyon that was down there. That is a big problem.
Well, it's local materials is the right term they use, Paul. But it doesn't matter. It can be local material. It can be dirt. It can be anything. As long as the other layers in front of it, you know, the clay spread, there's a rock what's called chimney drain. This is the same thing if you want. If you're in your backyard and you want some water to pour away, you make a deep hole. You fill it, you know, maybe down 10 feet. You fill it by aggregate rock.
Right.
And the water will pour right down into the water table.
It's called a French drain, I think.
Well, it's called a chimney drain in a dam.
In a dam, right.
Same thing as a French drain. But the problem is that the wall in front of it, the barrier wall in front of it, there's first the clay, then there's the sort of chimney drain, the rock, and then there's the barrier wall. Everybody knows the barrier wall is broken. The barrier wall was broken in the construction phase of the dam. They saw cracks that were inches wide in the top 50 feet of the barrier wall, which was not reinforced. So they, you know, grouted it up, sprayed, you know, essentially putty in there, grouted it up, and it passed for safety at the time. There's no way in hell that that would pass now. They would build another wall. They would have dug it all out and built another retaining wall in front of it. So you really, you know, if the one doesn't work, that's fine. We just put one in front of it. And, if you know, that's the way they do these things. As they get older, they keep digging it out, putting a new wall in front of it, no biggie. The problem with no biggie, Paul, is it's no dunny here.
Yeah, it's no dunny for the no biggie, which is, and of course, the shock wave. And by the way, if you've those of you can remember going on to physical science classes, see, pay attention to physical science when you're growing up now, because this is important, because that shock wave that Chris is talking about, it was brought up, and Scott Cahill made this mention the first time he was on the show, that, you know, if you have one of these dams upstream, the nine dams that are upstream, God forbid, they would collapse. And there's problems in Almanor, Lake Almanor. I know that dam leaks all the time. But if there's problems where there's all this pressure that's put on, and one of those dams collapse, that's going to create a wave of water. And I've seen this wave of water, actually, in the 1996 flooding of Highway 70 in the Feather River. I was driving that road and saw this. But that will create that wave that will get out into the lake, and ultimately it'll be that shock wave that brings the dam down. That's the big concern, a catastrophic cascading effect of one dam releasing water and bringing down the next dam, the next dam, and the next dam, and that shock wave hitting the big dam. That's what they have to be worried about, plus so many other things. We got the music coming up. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio right ahead.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here with Chris Street. And Chris, final thoughts are, by the way, just to let everybody know, our Facebook is exploding with comments from people about this whole issue. I wonder why. Anyway, Chris, go ahead.
Paul, my bottom line to this is that this is one of the 1,500 dams in California. 250 of those dams are federal dams, and the other ones are state dams. So to the degree that the federal government had some regulation or inspection or process in this dam, it probably did, but it is a state of California dam. It's one of 1,250 state of California dams. And this one is proving that there was gross negligence in spending money on maintenance. We are dealing with about 67% of winter rain, one-third or 50% more rain is ahead of us. And we're dealing with a dam that has four major issues which would be deemed unstable.
Yeah.
This whole damn thing could come down.
Yeah. That's the big problem. And I know a lot of other people have that same issue. Chris, thanks a lot for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. And I know that look forward to more reports of this. And we're definitely going to be talking with you before the week's over. So thanks a lot, Chris. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got the music coming up already. Thanks for listening. Like I said, we really appreciate your listenership here on Agenda 21 Radio and support Agenda 21 Radio by buying your survival needs at numanafoods.com/21prep and keep yourself safe. And like I say, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.